So, we said last time that this program may be ending anytime.
Yes.
And surprisingly, we received a lot of messages this time.
Yes, yes, we did.
It's great.
Yes, thank you for all your emails. Should we introduce one?
Yes, sure.
So, we have one from Thailand. His name is Pat, and he's actually mailed us before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I remember.
You remember? Really?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so he's like, here, dear
Fumika-san. Volume 60, we introduced
You're reading his emails.
Oh, yeah.
So he's, dear, we're not, okay, so we'll just introduce parts of it. Mm-hmm. It's dear Fumika-san and Shinohara-san, greeting from Chiang Mai, Thailand. This is Pat again. From last episode, volume 78, it was so great to learn the greeting culture in Japan. Japanese and Thai cultures share very similar ways of the kind and polite way of greeting.
Oh, yeah, I do have that image.
I think so. Yeah, me too. One thing that I agree with Shinohara-san that I would not mention the family members matter when I happen to bump into and greet someone, especially someone I have not met for a while, like 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
As I found out a couple of times that I would put them into a difficult situation to answer my question, like divorced or separated,
mm-hmm.
etc.
Mm-hmm.
I would just go with sawadee-krap, which is hello, or sabai-di-na-grap, how are you doing,
mm-hmm.
for a very short greeting.
Ah, I see.
Well, I didn't never that, thought
that
about
was what
that.
I was trying to say.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Pat put it in, he described it perfectly.
Yeah, exactly what was in my mind.
I see, I know. That didn't even cross my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that could happen, right?
I guess so. The
person you're speaking to, mm-hmm. is a very, very negative kind of person.
Mm.
So, you know, what would happen if you do your own, you know, ordinary greeting and that person happened to be
in a bad situation?
In a situation like this.
Uh-huh.
can you just greet me and I'll be the...
Oh, you want to role play?
Okay.
Hey, how have you been?
Hey, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been ages. How is your family?
My family, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I got divorced.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Oh, okay. And you're moving on. How are you now?
I can't see my children.
You can't see your children. Oh wow.
Yeah, they lived with her.
Oh, so it was a pretty bad divorce then. I have no idea.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh. And so do you have a new girlfriend?
Well, no. I lost my job.
You lost your job?
Got fired.
Okay.
A week ago.
Oh, a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I can't do this.
I don't
this.
Have a house.
You don't have a... So you're homeless right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you can come stay around. Over at my place anytime if you need support or anything.
Really? Can here's I stay my... for a year?
For a year. Okay, yeah. We'll see about that. But here's my number. Call
wow,
me if
really?
You need me. Yeah.
Really? Well,
I'll just go
follow you.
Okay. You're like a stalker. No. Okay, no. That's not how I would deal with it. But no, that's really difficult. Good.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean... What would happen if you're in that position,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you try to be nice and hide that fact, or would?
I mean,
you know?
I don't think if it was the opposite situation and
yeah.
I just lost my job,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know I got a divorce,
mm-hmm.
I can't see my kids, I would mm-hmm. probably not mention that.
Right.
It would be like if we go for coffee or tea,
mm-hmm.
we meet today. Hey,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
up? Oh, okay, we should get together soon. And
right.
then if we do get together next time, then I will talk about that.
Right.
But right now I'll be like, yeah, things are okay. I mean, ups and downs, that's life, you know?
Yeah.
That's what
and
I would say.
They would assume, right?
Yeah.
That you're facing the downside.
Exactly. So if I'm
yeah.
like, I'm not great. Well, yeah, if I don't say, oh yeah, I'm great, I'm sure they'll kind of, you know, assume that something's bad. So they won't
mm-hmm.
ask any further,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow, that's great.
That's how I would probably deal with it. But, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you're right. If there is a negative person, or like Pat says, if there is, you know, people who actually answer the situation
mm-hmm.
right there, I don't know how I would deal with it.
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
I guess it pretty much depends on the relationship, how close you are
yeah,
with
yeah.
that person,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah. And if it's like 3 or 4 years that I haven't seen that person, it obviously means I'm not that close.
And you don't get any information about that person, right?
Yeah.
For the 3 and 4
Yeah, exactly.
Years,
if I knew, I probably would not.
You're not connected in
yeah.
any way.
Yeah, you're right. So now with SNS, if I had, you know, if I knew that they were divorced or
mm-hmm.
something bad happened,
mm-hmm.
I would just not even mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pat says. Maybe I'll be careful about asking about family members from now on.
But yeah, I think that's a good way of... communicating with someone
mm-hmm.
to let them know that you remember about them, right? So in that way, that's very good. But I guess we have very, very different values. And yeah, we're facing different areas in our lives, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
So you have to be careful about that.
You have to be careful, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to introduce a story today, which is kind of related to the greeting. And this story is called kohome in Japanese.
Kohome.
Yeah, right. Which means making compliments to a child. Okay. And homeru is like making compliments. And as you know, we Japanese are not very good at it. Compared to, let's say, American people. You know, they're really, they make it very natural, right? When you see someone on the, even on the street, they would go like, "Oh, you look gorgeous."
Or
very
natural. Yeah, very natural. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't do that naturally.
そんなことないですよ。No, yeah, I know. It's just a conversation.
Because they refuse that. And in America, they say, "Oh, thank you." Yeah, I do look fantastic today.
I've been working out. You know.
So I guess we're not good at giving compliments and also receiving compliments. But this is a story about a young guy whose name is Hachi, Hatsan, as usual. Hatsan visits Inkyo-san, which is a senior man living in the neighborhood. And he's talking. And the Inkyo-san is saying to Hatsan, "You have to be better at making compliments. And you will benefit from that. Some people will buy you a drink if you make a good compliment." And Hatsan says, "Like what?" And he says, "Maybe, okay, if you meet someone on the street, someone you haven't seen for a while, just say that you haven't seen him in a while. Okay, it's been a while since I saw you. But you look like you have a good tan." "Okay," I say, "he has good tan." "What does that make?" "Well, it would mean that he has been busy walking around outside on business. So it would mean that you have been keeping busy having a tan. So it would mean that your business is very good and you are earning a lot of money. So he will be very happy if you say so. And you just say, 'You have a good tan, you look nice.' And then he will say, 'Oh, thank you very much, I'll buy you a drink.'" I don't know if that's simple as that. But anyway, so that would happen. "Wow, really? Okay, so I just say that he has a good tan, and I get a drink. What if that doesn't happen?" "Okay, well, in some cases, if it doesn't happen, then you have another choice. Comment on his age." "Okay, age. Say that person is 45. Tell him that he looks young for a 45-year-old. And he looks only about yakudoshi. Now, yakudoshi is an old way in Japan, old tradition in Japan. We have the unlucky years. The most unlucky year for men in Japan is 42. For women, I think it's 33. And I guess from the old days, it was just about the time your body changes and things happen around you. So the basic idea is to stay careful during that time and maybe do not make a big difference, big change in your life. Like don't move or don't change your job or things like stay peaceful, quiet during that age. And that is 42 for men. So when you say, "You look only yakudoshi," which means you only look like 42, which is 3 years younger than his real age. And if anyone is happy when you say that they look younger than their real age, so he'll buy you a drink for sure. Wow, okay, wow, I see. Then what happens if I see a kid? What would I do? Oh, kids are different. You know, when you make a compliment to a kid, the kid doesn't realize that. So you compliment the parents. You make a compliment for the kid to the parents. Tell them that you didn't know that they had such a big child. And the child looks just like his grandfather. He has the looks of his grandfather. In the old saying, such and such flowers have a beautiful aroma, a great aroma when they are baby leaves. And also snakes show their spirit when they're only an inch long. So which means when even if you're little, something great already shows mm-hmm. the greatness. Mm-hmm. Say things like that. And they'll be glad. Okay. All right. I'll try that. I'll go out and make compliments to people. And then I'll get a drink. And Hatsan goes out. And then he meets some people. And he meets a guy with a good tan coming toward him on the street. And he says, hey, I haven't seen you for a while. And the guy says, I don't know you. Oh, that's probably the reason I haven't seen you for a while. You have a good tan. And the guy says, mind your own business. Bye-bye. And it didn't work.
Okay.
Why did it not work? And Hatsan realizes, oh, that's right. I need to find someone that I know that I haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a bit difficult. Mm-hmm. He walks around, mm-hmm. and then he spots someone he knows. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I know him. And he has a good tan. So I try with him. And he says, hey, it's been a while since I saw you. And the guy is the guy he talked to a while ago. And he says, you're still doing the same thing. And he knocks him out and goes away. Ah, gosh. He punched me in the face. I'll give up with the adult. And I'll try with the baby. I skipped a portion of the story, but mm-hmm. but to make it simple. Mm-hmm. I'll try with the baby. Okay, my friend gave birth to a baby. And he's really glad. So I'll go to his place. Mm-hmm. And I make a compliment. And he goes to his friend's house. And he has a baby. And he says, hey, I came to see your baby. Oh, wow, great. Come in. He's a good boy. Look at him. And he looks at the kid. And he makes comments, very rude comments, like, you know, oh, he's so small.
Well, he's a baby.
yeah, he's a baby. Uh-huh. And his palms are tightly folded, like, mm-hmm. yeah, like that. It means he's stingy, you know.
Does it? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not going to spend any money. Mm-hmm. Babies are like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Babies hold their hands tightly. Oh, really? Oh, he looks like a monkey. Hey, babies are always like that. Mm. He looks red. Is he drunk? No. It's the babies. And then he you know, makes all the rude comments. And then he realizes that he has to compliment. Okay, the baby. So he says, okay, I will make compliments to the baby. So you as a parent should listen to me.
Okay.
And Shen says, okay, what are you going to say? I did not know that you have such a big baby. And he says, well, you came a week ago and you already knew that I had a baby. Well, I knew, but I didn't know he was such a big baby. And he just looks like his grandfather who passed away a while ago. Mm-hmm. And so the grandfather is alive. He's just outside buying cigarettes. Oh, really? Oh, he's alive. Then I can't use that. And maybe he looks just like his grandmother who passed away. She's sleeping over there. All right, they're both alive. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll skip this part. And he says, he mistakes the flower and the snake part. Saying basically, the baby looks like a snake. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you saying? And he screws it up. Mm-hmm. And then he decides, okay, I have another way. Starts asking the baby, how old are you? Tell me, how old are you? And his friend says, he can't speak yet. He's only one. And Hatsan says, one? Really? One? Well, he looks young for a one-year-old. And the friend says, young for a one-year-old? How old does he look? He looks just about half, is the punchline. Which probably does not work in English. As much as it works in Japanese.
He's half, yes.
He's about half.
He's about half.
Yeah.
I don't...
But I...
Kohome.
Yeah. It's a simple story.
It's a simple story, yeah.
Of making compliments to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, if you have a certain set of things, standard way of complimenting people, it usually doesn't work. Because, especially nowadays, people have different values and places where they want compliments, right?
It's... this is an interesting one. This is an interesting story. Like, just the fact that... Well, it's a very Japanese... Well, I guess all the Rakugo stories are very Japanese, but this is a very Japanese one, especially because the fact that they're talking about how to compliment someone.
Yeah.
You know, complimenting someone is something that should just come out naturally.
Right.
So basically, you know, this should be... Wait, what's the other... Home is like complimenting, but... Oseji?
Wait,
oseji? What's that? There's home, homeru, and oseji. There's two different, but it's the same meaning.
Oseji is like an exaggerated compliment, right?
Yeah.
So maybe a bit false.
Yeah. So that's what this should be called, not kohome. It should be like koseji. Because it's like he's not really speaking what he feels towards like whatever, and he's actually learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like how to flatter
oseji.
Someone. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And it doesn't work when you prepare it beforehand.
Exactly. So it's like just, you know, when you were explaining it to me in English, or when you were explaining the story in English, I was like, first of all, do you need to practice complimenting someone?
Yeah.
And then this Hatsan is just very weak. Stupid. In other words, stupid.
Yeah. He's the kind of person who makes mistakes.
But this is a very, like, because other stories where Hatsans come... You know, he's involved in.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a little bit. He's not that stupid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. He's a bit rude.
He's rude.
The rudeness in Hatsan is very exaggerated in this story, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But what I realized while I was introducing the story is that those compliments, those oseji, false compliments, are centered around the looks and the age. And I guess in the old days, Japanese people valued those two things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess age is included in looks, I guess. You look young. And that was probably the biggest compliment.
Back in the days?
Yeah, looking young and looking maybe healthy or with a tan, you know, looking busy. Things like that.
Yeah.
And also, there are other stories when they comment on making oseji.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Especially with women.
With women.
There's a lot of, you know, the beautiful, or especially, you know, like...
It's all beauty, and youth.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess the world is changing. Probably nowadays. I mean, for example, your children.
Mm-hmm.
When someone compliments your children, you would probably feel... more happy if it's based on their characters, not on their looks. Right?
Yeah.
You would probably feel happy with the looks too, but
of course, yeah.
But more about the character.
Yeah.
Because then they would be complimenting you on how you raised your children to be like that.
Definitely.
It would be a compliment to you as well.
Yeah. Wait, going back to the story, can I ask one thing?
So yeah.
This, it just didn't really make sense in English to me.
Yeah.
Just because when someone is tan, or like asking about the age is something that you just don't do, you know?
Yeah.
But back in the days, I guess it was totally different. So I think the setting in general sounds like... Yeah, it's very different. So, like you were saying, you know,
it's already rude.
Yeah, I mean, it's rude. Yeah, it's rude. And, like, the setting from back in the days and now, I mean, even if it's not now, like 2019, even just year 2000, it might not just, like, makes sense.
Right.
Being but tan you make money, you know, because now it's like businessmen aren't tan, they're all white.
True,
I mean, not, you know, they're very pale indoors all the time and, you know. So it's like a lot of
especially the age part.
Yeah, the age
part. Maybe it's very different.
Yeah.
Now it's considered rude to ask their age,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I guess in Japan, it's still surviving, this, this tradition. Mm-hmm. People tend to ask your age more than Western countries.
Yeah, I think so.
Without any kind of rudeness
inside. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Just naturally.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
To maybe consider who is more senior.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the culture.
Because you need to be polite to senior.
Yeah, and once you know the age, it's like, oh, wakari, like, you know, you speak differently. You speak with keigo, like the proper Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Maybe that's why people ask the age, just to figure that out. But, yeah. So, I just, yeah, this story, Kohome, do you actually do it?
Very rarely.
Oh, okay.
It's a very simple story, so the Zenza apprentices perform this a lot.
I'd like to see the Japanese version because it didn't relate.
It's quite a funny story
in Japanese.
Yeah, very simple and funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the values are changing, and we may have to arrange it to make a compliment regarding the character inside. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see if this story survives. 5 years later or 10 years later.
Well, maybe, probably in Japanese it might. It's probably
yes.
But like when in English, it's a lot of it.
If I'm going to translate this, I will have to change a lot.
A lot of it, yeah. And it'll be a totally different story. But,
But next time, in our next episode, let's talk about compliments.
Sorry, I cut you off because I wanted to talk about the story. But like you were saying earlier, definitely. You know, compliments and, you know, me being complimented. Not me being complimented, but you were saying, if my kids were complimented, and you know, I would be happy about being complimented.
Because we probably have different areas of compliments that we really like, right? Each person.
Yeah, of course. Yes, definitely. So let's talk about that next time.
Yeah, okay.
So that is all the time we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the story today you did was Kohome.
Kohome.
Complimenting a child.
In your version, it's koseji.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have any emails or anything, please send it to rakugo@tfm.co.jp. That's rakugo@tfm.co.jp.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I must say, I like compliments about this program.
Yeah, me too.
I crave compliments about
this program. Yes. So please send them in.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you again next week.
Yes, in 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay, that was Shinoharu and
Fumika.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.